The AI industry's pivot from software to hardware is now fully underway, and today's news makes that clearer than ever. Bloomberg is reporting that OpenAI's first consumer device is a screenless smart speaker equipped with cameras. Let me pause on that product description for a moment, because it's genuinely strange and worth unpacking. A screenless device with cameras implies the cameras are not for the user to see, but for the AI to see. Essentially a device that observes its environment and interacts with the world through audio. This is a very different product philosophy from Apple's iPhone or even Amazon's Echo, which is also screenless but camera-free.
The Apple lawsuit against OpenAI, filed simultaneously with or very close to this hardware reveal, accuses two former Apple executives of coordinating with OpenAI to steal confidential hardware designs specifically for OpenAI's AI device efforts. That's not a coincidence in timing. Apple clearly believes OpenAI's hardware strategy relies on intellectual property that originated inside Apple, presumably from the work of Joni Ive's former team or hardware engineers with Apple background. Apple is alleging a coordinated scheme, which implies both the executives and OpenAI as an institution are defendants. This is the kind of lawsuit that can reshape a hardware project from the ground up if the court issues an injunction.
The trade secret dimension is fascinating from a tech law perspective, Marcus. Trade secret cases are different from patent cases. You don't have to have filed for a patent to have protectable trade secrets. You just have to demonstrate that the information was kept confidential, had economic value, and that reasonable steps were taken to protect it. If Apple can show that specific design elements in OpenAI's smart speaker match confidential Apple hardware projects that those executives had access to, that's a strong foundation for a claim. The challenge is always proving that the similarity isn't convergent design, two companies solving the same problem with similar approaches, but actual misappropriation.
Meta's decision to pull its Muse Image AI tool after backlash over Instagram photo use adds context to the broader industry moment. Users discovered or alleged that Meta was training or using the tool in ways that incorporated their Instagram photos without adequate disclosure or consent. Meta pulled the tool, which is a significant retreat for a company that has generally been aggressive about using its platform data for AI training. The fact that user pushback was strong enough to force a product withdrawal, not just a policy clarification, but an actual pullback, suggests that the public's tolerance for undisclosed AI training data use is genuinely lower than tech companies assumed.
OpenAI and Google selling AI services to blacklisted Chinese firms is a story that raises serious national security questions alongside the commercial ones. The U.S. maintains export control lists and entity lists specifically to prevent certain Chinese companies, often those with ties to the People's Liberation Army or surveillance apparatus, from accessing advanced American technology. If OpenAI and Google are selling AI services to firms on those lists, whether directly or through intermediaries, that's a potential violation of export control law, not just a policy disagreement. The Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security has been aggressive in enforcement in other areas. This story will likely prompt congressional scrutiny.
DeepSeek preparing a mainland China IPO filing for late 2026 is a story that sits at the intersection of all of these threads. The Hangzhou-based AI company is simultaneously seeking $1.5 billion in fresh funding at a $71 billion valuation, weeks after closing a record $7 billion round. The speed of that capital activity is extraordinary. For context, $71 billion would make DeepSeek one of the most valuable private companies in China and a major competitor to OpenAI by market valuation. A mainland China IPO, as opposed to a Hong Kong or US listing, signals that DeepSeek is leaning into its Chinese identity and Chinese regulatory framework rather than seeking international capital markets access.
The geopolitical dimension of a DeepSeek IPO on mainland exchanges matters enormously. It means Chinese retail investors will own shares in what Beijing considers a strategic national AI asset. It means the company will be subject to Chinese government oversight and data requirements in a way that a US or Hong Kong listing would partially mitigate. And it means the AI competition narrative, US versus China, gets a new institutional chapter. with a publicly listed Chinese AI champion backed by domestic capital.
NYC's click-to-cancel subscription rule, set to take effect October 1st, with penalties starting at $525, fits into this technology regulation moment in an interesting way. After a federal version of a similar rule was struck down, Mayor Mamdani moved at the municipal level, a classic example of states and cities filling regulatory gaps when federal action fails. The practical effect is that any subscription service selling to New York City residents will need to make cancellation as easy as sign up. For subscription businesses, that's a meaningful operational requirement that will likely face legal challenges from industry groups.